Our sermon today is based on a reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 14. Paul says, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be ardent in spirit." Oh, I read that already. "Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Pursue hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them." Thank you, God, for listening to, asking for, and answering our prayers. This list is of the way we can show our devotion to God and to one another is pretty thorough. It covers many bases about how we should act as followers of Jesus Christ. It's a spiritual checklist to refer to now and again. But there's one admonishment in it that I want to focus on today, the one about persevering in prayer. And I need to preface it with a confession. Friends, I hope what I am about to say to you does not shock you too much, but it needs to be said. So here goes. Pastors aren't perfect. Yeah, I know. Shocking, isn't it? We are still works in progress, just like everyone else. I still have moments of slippage and cluelessness, much like the next person. I'm still working towards that ideal where the contact between me and God is steady, constant, flowing unceasingly like an electrical current between me and the Almighty. But I drop the ball more often than I care to admit. Quite frequently, too frequently, I miss the perfect opportunity to commune with God through prayer. More often than I want to admit, I pass by a clear chance to offer a prayer about something or for someone, only to realize later, I should have been praying for that. I really need to get into and stay in prayer mode every single second of every single hour of every single day. The phrase persevere in prayer can be translated in many different ways. Continuing steadfastly in prayer, being devoted to prayer, being constantly in prayer, devoting yourself to prayer. It may mean never stop praying. Pray all the time. Always continue to pray. Persist in prayer. Pray at all times faithfully with persistence and perseverance. Pray continually. Steadfastly maintain the habit of prayer. Be prayerful always. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Be faithful in prayer. Do not let anything stop you from praying. Give constant energy to prayer. Be busy in prayer. Keep on praying. I think my favorite translation is continuing instant in prayer. Instant to me means praying at once, right away, now. The instant you hear a concern, be praying about it. And that is where I sometimes fall short. No excuses, I just do. I could say I have so much else on my mind or I'm just not attuned to what's going on. I really need to work on that. I often remind us that we can pray to God about anything, large or small, world events like war and famine and other tragedies, and individual concerns like passing a test or asking for God's help in making a choice. Even something seemingly piddling as finding some item you need at the store, anything. And I truly believe when our hearts are synced up and we pray together, wonderful, powerful things happen. That's why we need to be in prayer mode all the time, instant in prayer, persistent in prayer, day and night for all things big and small, for ourselves and for others. When we see an answer to our prayers, it fills our hearts with gratitude and reverence. When we see an answer to prayer, our reaction should never be pride. Look, I made that happen. But humility and thankfulness that the great God of the universe has heard and responded to our prayers. God wants us to partner with him in making good things happy, and the glory is all God's. There are many things I know I need to be instant in prayer for. There are things that have come to pass that I should have been praying for. Here's a perfect case in point. My granddaughter, Poppy, has a best friend named Blaine, who's about a year older than she is. Blaine had an injury at birth, so she had to wear a helmet for several months to protect and shape her head. She's nonverbal and she has had to wear leg braces to help her walk. She's a sweet girl, and I'm proud of Poppy for treating her just as she would any other friend, regardless of her disability, although Poppy can be a bit bossy and sometimes doesn't want to share. But the other day, my son Dan sent me a video of Poppy and Blaine playing at the water park. They lined up and raced each other through the sprinklers, and it took me about 5 seconds to realize, hey, Blaine's not wearing her leg braces. Look at her moving right along alongside Poppy, screaming and squealing in delight, her legs working perfectly. Oh man, I should have been praying for that, for Blaine to get out of her braces and walk straight and tall and run and jump just like Poppy does. It honestly never came to my mind that she would ever get rid of her braces through therapy and prayer. I just never thought it was going to happen, so I repent for thinking God couldn't make that happen. I should have been in prayer mode for Blaine. Well, there is something else I can be praying for her. As I said, Blaine is nonverbal. She makes noises and she loves to laugh, but she doesn't talk right now. Whitney, Poppy's mom, told me it would mean the world to Hannah, Blaine's mom, if Blaine would just say just once, Mama. So that's my prayer for Blaine and Hannah, that Hannah will hear her daughter say, Mama. I gotta stay in prayer mode. Instant, constant, expectant, pressing, urgent, earnest, continuing with all my might in prayer. Praying as I get up, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful to have made it through another night, and now I have another day to try in. Prayers of thanksgiving for, oh, the simple things we take for granted sometimes. Water from the faucet, hot showers, toasters, refrigerators to keep our milk cold, coffee makers, coffee, a car that runs and drives to wherever we're going, all the wildlife we see here every day and the beautiful mountains all around us. Prayers for the things we have right now and prayers for the things that are headed our way. Prayers for friends doing well and prayers for friends who aren't doing so well. Prayers for work to do and games to play. Prayers for music, for sunshine, for family, for friends, praying all the time. It's not that God hears you more if you pray a lot. It's all about creating and keeping that connection with God. Remember how Jesus used to slip away from the crowds and go up to the mountains and spend the entire night in prayer? We should be in that same attitude of devotion and relationship to God. God doesn't get tired of hearing our prayers. It warms God's heart to know we trust him to listen to us and answer our prayers in the right way, in God's way, and at the right time, in God's time. What if we started deliberately looking for moments, even and especially the most trivial of moments, where we will pray and thank God for doing something for us? We will lift up the things that need a little bit of prayer, where everything we see and do becomes a cause for a prayer of thanksgiving. We'd be praying all the time. And that's the point, praying in the instant and not 5 miles down the road. When it hits you, oh man, I should have been praying for that person walking on the side of the highway and asked for traveling mercies for wherever he's going. I should have been praying about that person in the grocery store trying to decide what she can afford to buy. I should have been praying for protection for people living on the river or driving down the highway or facing storms and other kinds of weather. I'm really, really, really going to start making an effort to be instant and persistent in prayer. So if you come to me and you share something with me, something I feel I need to be praying about, don't be surprised or offended if I maybe close my eyes and bow my head as you're speaking. I hope you don't think, oh, she's not paying attention to me. I hope you think, what's she doing? Oh, she's praying for me. Because yes, I am. Let us pray now. God, we are still works in progress. So keep us in an attitude of devotion and prayer for all kinds of things, big and small. May we always be in prayer mode, opening our hands and our hearts to you, seeking your will and rejoicing when you answer our prayers with rejoicing, with humble rejoicing, grateful rejoicing, blessed that we can be partners with you in making all things new. Amen.